I think the number one reason why people aren't able to like launch their thing or have a successful side hustle or really even scale their business the way that they need to is because they really struggle to know what is my niche. And people think that niche is their industry. Well, like I'm in fitness, that's my niche. No. That's an industry. Even if you were to say, I'm a personal trainer, well, that's a subcategory of an industry. But your niche is something very specific. It is specifically what you do within that category, within that industry, that is unique and nuanced to you. And people are so afraid to do this because they think if I niche down too much, well, then aren't I going to exclude certain customers? I'm telling you, you need to niche down. And if you know that too, but you've struggled with it, I want to invite you to do a workshop style training that myself and Brock have created that literally walks you through the questions you need to ask yourself. And we give you enough time to answer those questions so you can fully understand, like really drill it down and get really clear about your niche, who it is you serve, how it is you're different, what makes you unique. This is what's going to take your business, your side hustle, whatever it is, to the next level. This workshop is free and it shouldn't be, because it's one of the most valuable things that you can walk through. It's one of the most valuable things you can identify. You can attend this training for free right now by going to instaclubhub.com/niche, N-I-C-H-E. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/niche. And do yourself a favor when you're watching this, make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper and no distractions, because this is a next level training. Again, instaclubhub.com/niche.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe, where I'm going to be sharing with you 10 Instagram features that have been released in the last few months that you might not know about. A lot of these features can be really beneficial and helpful for you as a content creator or a business owner with growing on the platform. And it's just important to stay abreast and to know what's going on with all the different changes on Instagram so that you can be on the cutting edge. Instagram usually also gives a little extra benefit or a little extra boost of reach in the algorithm for people who are using these new features. So it might behoove you to know what these features are, and not just know what they are, but to use these features. Without further ado, here are the 10 Instagram features that you might not know exist in 2023. Number one, first and foremost, broadcast channels. Now, if you've been a subscriber of Build Your Tribe and you've been listening to some of our recent episodes, then you know that we already talked about this at length, but broadcast channels are essentially one-to-many group chats. They're group chats where you can send messages as the creator. You can send polls, you can send links, you can send photos, you can send posts that you've made, and other people can join the chat to receive the broadcast, but they can't respond, so they can't send messages. That's why I said that it's a group chat that's one-to-many. So it's you as the creator talking to many people. Unfortunately, at the time of recording this, only about 10 to 15 Instagram accounts can create these broadcast channels, but they are rolling this feature out to many more people, and we should all have this feature eventually. The second new feature is Meta Verified. Meta Verified is one that you might have heard of. Meta Verified is the new subscription that Instagram and Facebook are going to be offering, where for $15 a month, you can get the blue verified badge next to your name. You can get increased security on Instagram and on Facebook. You can get increased protection against impersonators and hackers, and you also are going to get preferential treatment in terms of new features and extra reach from the algorithm. Meta Verified coming soon to all users, currently only being tested in New Zealand and Australia. The third feature is a dual profile picture with your avatar. The avatar is something that Instagram rolled out, another new feature that you might not have known. So this is maybe the bonus 11th new feature, but the avatar is essentially like a little tiny cartoon character version of yourself, and it's meant to exist within the metaverse. Of course, most people aren't in the metaverse yet. Most people haven't experienced virtual reality or artificial reality yet. But a way that Facebook and Instagram and Meta as a whole is trying to kind of just wean us onto it and get us used to the metaverse is really encouraging us to use this avatar and create our avatars and just make them more of a presence on Instagram. So something that they recently started doing is once you have your avatar created, you can select an option so that you have two profile pictures on Instagram. And your viewers, your followers, can basically toggle back and forth between which profile picture they see. They can see the normal photo that you've uploaded that we've been used to for the last 15 years, or they can swipe over and see your avatar, which you've also created recently. Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to let y'all know that the Insta Club Hub is open and available for registration. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership where you can learn exactly what you need to know about Instagram. Now, to be totally transparent, you can learn everything you could ever want to know about Instagram in the Insta Club Hub. We literally answer every question ever about Instagram in the club, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to help you learn what you need to know. How does the algorithm actually work? How can you use Instagram to your advantage to start growing a following and start building your customer base from Instagram in less than an hour a day? We want to help you save time and make money from Instagram. There's a link down in the show notes, or you can just visit instaclubhub.com to finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. They can see the normal photo that you've uploaded that we've been used to for the last 15 years, or they can swipe over and see your avatar, which you've also created recently. The fourth new feature is an interactive map, and the map has been around on Instagram for a long time. You've been able to tag your location, tag different restaurants, places you're going to shop, things like that, but what they recently improved was the discoverability within the map and the interactiveness of the map. So you can now scroll around the map, you can look at different local stories, different local trending areas, restaurants, topics, locations where people are checking in. You can also search for different general terms, kind of like you would on Yelp. So I did this recently. I went on the Instagram map and I searched barber, and then I could find other barbers in the area and see photos tagged at that barber shop or at the different barber shops and their locations. So Instagram is really trying to beef up their catering to brick and mortar businesses and local businesses by improving this interactive map. And if you're someone who's trying to grow a local following, making sure that you are optimized and using this interactive map is going to be key to reaching those people within your local area. The fifth new Instagram feature is the Creator Marketplace. The Creator Marketplace is what Instagram has created to allow brands to get in contact with creators for brand partnerships and sponsorships. It's still kind of rough and glitchy, and I should say that a lot of these new features are rough and glitchy. They're not all totally refined and work perfectly smooth yet, but basically the Creator Marketplace is a marketplace. It's an area within the Instagram app where brands can reach out to you as the creator, and you as the creator can connect with brands, advertise that you are doing brand partnerships or that you're doing UGC content, things like that, to just get connected a little bit easier all right within the Instagram app. The sixth new feature that you might not know exists is Reels templates. Reels templates are exactly what they sound like. They are Instagram allowing you to use other people's Reels as templates for your own. So you'll see this as you're scrolling through the Reels page. Sometimes there will be a little button above the person's name, the creator's name, and it will say template or use template. And when you tap on that, Instagram will pull up a blank canvas with preset clip lengths. So maybe the first clip is 3.5 seconds, the second clip is 1.2 seconds, the third clip is 4.7 seconds, and then you can basically tap on each of those blank segments and insert your own video or insert your own clip, and it will be pre-cut to the desired length, oftentimes to match up with the beat of the music or to line up with whatever that trending audio is. And basically, it's just a faster and easier way to create reels. The seventh new feature is very similar to the sixth, and it's called Reels Grooves. Reels Grooves are pre-made templates, but rather than being based off other reels that other creators have made, Reels Grooves are templates that are specifically based off of music. So they're cut to the music. Basically, the template provides you with pre-cut segments, little snippets of the video, that when you plug in your own video, it will line up with the beat of the song or the background music, whatever it is that is available. The eighth new feature that Instagram has recently rolled out that you might not be aware of is NFT sharing. Now, we've done a few episodes here on Build Your Tribe about what the heck even are NFTs, why do they matter, and Instagram has said that in the future, they want to turn Instagram into an NFT marketplace, or I should say that they want to allow there to be an NFT marketplace on Instagram. They don't want all of Instagram to just be NFT buying, selling, and trading, but they do want to create a marketplace for NFTs within the app. And the way that they are introducing that is by allowing us to share, aka post, our NFTs to our feed, but rather than posting them as just any other picture, you can actually select that this is going to be an NFT, and then you can verify your ownership. And it's kind of a way to kind of create a digital display case or a digital trophy case to show off your NFTs in a verified way on Instagram. The ninth new feature that you might not know exists on Instagram is reactive audio. Reactive audio is basically a filter on Instagram where when you are recording your reel, if you make certain body movements, certain sounds will play. So the audio will basically react to your body movements. For example, if you punch your arm out to the right, then maybe there's going to be a chime noise. Or if you nod your head, then there's going to be the beat of a drum. And so you can use this in a fun, creative way to kind of create your own background music, your own songs, or just make your reels a little bit more engaging and creative. The 10th new feature, and this one is super useful for all business owners and creators on Instagram, is the ability to import audios. So rather than having to rely upon the sound library that Instagram provides or the existing audios that other people have made, you can import your own audios. Whether this is your own song, your own remix, your own spoken audio, your own original audio, or even taking a sound from TikTok that's maybe blowing up and going viral over there and then bringing it to Instagram, this is another great way to use the import audio feature. Basically, what you're going to do is open up the audio menu where you would normally select your song, and then up at the top, there will be a little button that says import audio. When you tap on that, you will be taken to your camera roll, and then you can select any video from your camera roll. Whichever video you select, the audio will be taken off, and that will be the audio that is imported onto Instagram. So like I was saying a second ago, you could find a trending or popular audio over on TikTok, download it, save it to your device. It doesn't matter if it's someone else's video or if there's a TikTok logo on it, as long as that audio isn't copyrighted, as long as you're not stealing that audio from someone else, you can download the video to your phone, save it to your device, and then import said audio into Instagram and use it for your reels. And to be totally honest with you, I could probably make this 25 or even 35 Instagram features that you didn't know existed in 2023, because every single week they're testing out new features, they're trying different things out. There's a long list I have in my notes of just things that they're trying out in different countries, but most people have no idea they even exist. So we could continue to rattle these off, but I think these are the 10 that you need to know about, or maybe the 10 biggest, most important ones that you might be tripped up by if you see them randomly on Instagram one day. I hope that you learned something today. I hope that you maybe learned about a new feature that you didn't know existed before. And if you did, I would really appreciate it if you considered subscribing to this podcast, because it really helps us just reach more people and share some more free, valuable knowledge. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.